AC's Columbus Day Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
In the KSL 24-hour newsroom, I'm in Koyo Iyamba, KSL's top local story this hour. The Utah Department of Transportation has closed State Route 14 east of Cedar City because of an early morning landslide. The slide destroyed approximately 800 feet of road at milepost 8. UDOT will likely keep the road closed for several weeks. That's while geotech experts will evaluate the area. Safety engineers will design a solution, and crews work to remove the debris. Now, drivers traveling between I-15 and Iron County and U.S. 89 and Garfield counties should consider State Route 20 south of Beaver as an alternate route. A well-known supporter of Texas Governor Rick Perry lashes out against Mitt Romney's faith. The man asked to introduce Perry at the Value Voters Summit in Washington says the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is a cult. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has the details.
After introducing Texas Governor Rick Perry, Pastor Robert Jeffers told reporters that Mitt Romney is a good and moral person, but part of a cult.
And it's not politically correct to say, but it's true, Mormonism is a cult.
Later, in an interview with CNN, Jeffers went on to say that his opinion is a mainstream view of Mormonism by evangelical Christians.
In 2007, I said the very same thing.
But he also went on to say that he does not hate Romney and would vote for him over President Obama. Rick Perry's camp quickly distanced itself from the comment, saying that the governor does not think Mormonism is a cult. Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Meanwhile, at the Voters Value Summit today in Washington, Romney criticized some of his conservative critics, saying poisonous words do not help our cause. Can computers write music that portray human feelings? Well, a BYU graduate student is working on a project that does just that. KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson has that story.
Christine Monteith is both a music therapist and a PhD student at BYU studying computer science.
One of the main questions in artificial intelligence is, can you get a computer to act like a human?
She's created a program where you type in an emotion, such as fear, and the computer writes an original song based on that emotion.
It's not going to replace Bach and Beethoven anytime soon, but it's decent.
So if you're happy, your computer kicks out a happy tune. Eventually, she hopes to be able to use this technology to create songs to raise or lower people's blood pressure during therapy. Randall Jepson, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Coming up on KSL News Radio, partly cloudy skies this week. We'll check your KSL weather forecast next. KSL News Time, 5:05.
Breaking news, traffic, and weather. Every 30 minutes, all morning, all day, and all night. Constant updates on KSL News Radio, Utah's FM news station.
Did someone call for Bryant Man?
I mean, a Bryant dealer?
Yes, come in. I just need a better way to heat this place. I swear I found my dog frozen mid-bark yesterday.
Not a problem. Bryant has a full range of durable, quiet, energy-efficient furnaces to save you from frigid temperatures and brutal energy bills. Sorry, I get a little carried away talking about it.
I can see that.
The best part is, Bryant is committed to providing the best customer service in the business to make sure your system runs smoothly for years to come, and to make sure you and your dog are always comfortable.
Bryant does whatever it takes.
To find out how much you can save, call Titan Heating and Air at 801-972-0905. That's Titan Heating and Air at 801-972-0905.
Where did this come from?
And comes to be heard.
We need to be aware that these kinds of things are going on.
KSL News Radio, Utah's FM talk station.
Traffic and weather together. Just as we mentioned earlier, UDOT closed State Route 14 at milepost 8 just east of Cedar City because of that landslide. So it looks like heavy delays there as you approach that area. As temperatures begin to cool down, we'll hit lows at 39 degrees tonight. Tomorrow and throughout the week, expect partly cloudy skies. 64 degrees for high tomorrow, 68 on Monday, and then we're looking at low 70s by the weekend. Don't like the look of your phone and internet bill? Call Comcast Business Class today and find out how much your business could save. Visit business.comcast.com/save. It's 52 degrees right now at 5:07. You get the top stories every 30 minutes, breaking news the second it happens. I'm in Koyo Iyamba, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
The browser.
This is The Browser.
It changed my whole metabolism, and I lost 24 pounds.
Connecting now to The Browser.
Brought to you by KSL.com and KSL News Radio.
The biggest stories breaking online. Reaction and social media.
Vlogs, news feeds, and video. Watching the web for you.
Every family needs a tech guy.
Yeah, I agree with that. Somebody's got to be a computer geek
for sure.
Now.
The Browser with Jay McFarland and Amy Iverson on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Thank you so much for joining us today on The Browser, our one-year anniversary. One of my favorite stories of the year actually surfaced yesterday.
One of your favorites of the
year?
Yeah,
one of my faves. Just for creativeness and the, I would have never thought of that factor. And it, remember, we told you about this yesterday. This is something to do for your loved one that is an outdoors person. Maybe they're just an avid hunter or they love firearms. Just a way to pay what is being called the ultimate tribute to this person. And of course, your immediate question was health concerns. So
you never know. But we had those answered. We talked about that yesterday, and we told you we wanted to talk to one of the founders of Holy Smoke, and we have him on the line with us today. Clem Parnell is one of the co-founders of Holy Smoke.
Or is it myholysmoke.com? Is
that
the website?
Yes. Yes, that's right. Clem, thanks for joining us. We talked yesterday about this idea of placing the ashes of your loved one, your deceased loved one, into shotgun shells. And Clem, how did you come up with this idea?
I'm an avid outdoorsman. I've shot firearms my whole life. I'm a veteran of the U.S. Army. I'm an FBI firearms instructor, so I'm around firearms my entire life, and hunters and fishermen. My primary job is a wildlife officer, state of Alabama.
And I know that you did your first two orders just in September. When people called you, what was their thinking behind using your service?
They looked up our site, and they were very pleasantly surprised that we were real and not a joke, that we're serious, that we're reverent in what we do. We try to keep everything on a reverent basis when you're dealing with people's emotions. But basically what we want to do and try to do is, you have a group of people that shoot skeet, clay pigeons, targets, or you have people that hunt quail, dove, etc. Dove hunting in our state's a big thing, and that's a group mentality. Everybody hunts together. You have friends for life when you're in the shooting sports. And if one of your friends passes away and you have the funeral services and everything's over with, and then there comes a day on down the road, maybe his birthday, maybe the day that he became deceased, and you want to celebrate a day of life with that person and remember the good times you had with him, such as shooting on a range, we will take shotgun shells and reload these shells with whatever shot you desire, or with no projectiles at all and only smoke. And we only use a small portion of the ashes. We don't need all the ashes. We will tell the customer exactly how many ounces to send us. We will reload 250 rounds of shotgun shells. We will reload 100 rounds of rifle cartridges, pistol cartridges. We reload those also. And everybody we spoke to has just love this idea. We're getting calls from all over the nation, and we're running like 99.9% positive. Everybody just loves the idea of spending a day on the range again with their best friend.
Well, I know that here in Utah, hunting is major. A lot of elk and deer. And I can see if you have someone who is an outdoorsman, a lover of that, that would be, I think it strikes some people as odd. It's something we never would have thought of. And I could see even just, maybe you don't even use them, you hand them out to friends.
Well, let me give you two good examples. On any given day, in the United States, ashes are ceremoniously and unceremoniously just dumped in every river and stream that you can imagine.
Right.
Because Uncle So-and-so liked to fish here, so they go dump his whole urn of ashes out in the river.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, they don't realize, due to river flow, in 2 days, they're 20 miles from there. But
good point.
People do. Everybody's got their own opinion. There's 7 billion people on the planet. There's 7 billion different opinions. We want to have a day of celebration, to enjoy, to remember that this guy, my best friend, hunted with me for 20 years, and this is sort of a token way of showing I still like this guy, he's still my friend, and he's still with me. We have two other things that we do with ashes that you may not be aware of. We've had a barrage of calls from military people.
Yeah.
We offer a 21-gun salute.
Okay. I was just going to say, what okay. That is how I envision using that.
Okay, here's the 21-gun salute premise. We have developed a load with color added. We can do a 21-gun salute, red, white, and blue, and it is absolutely astounding to see the red, white, and blue smoke and ash on a 21-gun salute. And with our patriotic colors, and that appeals to the military. Like I say, I'm a military veteran myself, 2 honorable discharges, so is my partner with the Navy, and we think it's awesome, and so does apparently a lot of other people. The third mode that we use on pistol ammo, if you're the head of your household and you're a gun enthusiast, and your whole family probably is also, I have 4 daughters. They all shoot. They all love handguns. They've all been brought up correctly. And if I were to die and had some of my ammunition reloaded in, say, .40 caliber, .357, etc., I could leave some of those shells with my daughters or my wife, and I would feel like I would rest better knowing that I'm still protecting my family in some minute way.
That's fascinating. And so you've gotten a good response then from around the country.
Sir, I couldn't hear you.
I was just asking, so the response has been strong then? You're getting plenty of business.
Oh, you would not believe the response we've been getting for the past few weeks. And we just started up. You know, there are a lot of things you have to go through, a lot of permits, a lot of things. Your loaders, people that load for you have to be ATF approved and certified. Not just anybody will load ashes. And you don't want just anybody. You want somebody with a reverent train of thought, somebody that's a good person, somebody that will be very careful when he loads some cremated remains. When he finishes that load, he cleans all of his equipment thoroughly so there's absolutely no commingling of the ashes. So we have to be careful with that. So that's why our loaders all have an average of 20 years experience reloading.
Thanks so much. Clem Parnell, he's a co-founder of Holy Smoke. You can find him at myholysmoke.com out of Alabama. Jay found this story, but you know, it does strike people as odd. I'm not going to
say no. Well, and at first
no,
I thought maybe there was a tongue-in-cheek element
to
it.
No, but when he was just talking, and we thank him for his service to our country, I've been to several military funerals this year because my grandfathers who served in World War II have passed. And I'll tell you, that gun salute, I don't... Maybe it wouldn't be weird.
Listening to his passion and his reverence for it, you know what?
To each his own.
Yeah. My father, his ashes were spread over Monterey Bay, his favorite place. And well, what's the difference here?
When another texter saying it's a joke, right? This is not a joke.
No,
this is
that was 100%.
You can go to the website and check it out. And don't forget to go to Facebook. Sign up for our Give Your Favorite Browser Moment of the Year because we're giving away a $100 Apple Store gift card later this hour.
It may be major breaking news. Bike strips aren't nearly enough to stop a suspected car thief early this morning.
A legal analyst says Susan Powell's parents have a good chance of winning custody of her 2 young sons.
It may be important information that affects your family.
There are 8 buildings up at the University of Utah affected by a power
outage. Watch for debris in the road. We'll check that and the rest of the commute coming up on the 9.
Stay updated with Grant and Amanda on Utah's Morning News from 5 to 9 on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Are you looking for a smarter way to heat and cool your home? By bringing you comfort and saving you money, the new Infinity Hybrid Heat System by Carrier does what technology is supposed to do. Our revolutionary GreenSpeed intelligence helps make the cost to heat your home less than with any gas-only heating system, while also providing superior year-round comfort. The smart, ultra-efficient Carrier Infinity Hybrid Heat System chooses between the gas furnace and the electric heat pump, to warm your home using the most economical energy source for your conditions, which is better for where you live and better for where we all live. To learn more about how Carrier can help improve the world around you, visit Carrier.com or call 1-800-CARRIER.
To find out how much you can save, call Hartman Heating and Air at 801-264-8300. That's Hartman Heating and Air at 801-264-8300.
Brad here with Metal Mart in Lehigh, and I'm joined by the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Rise and shout, the Cougars are
Greg,
out.
Greg, can we do our Metal Mart ad before you get too carried away?
I'm sorry, Brad. It's just that time of year, fall, college football, and of course, time to get to Metal Mart for all your fall steel projects.
That's right, Greg. Metal Mart is full of amazing deals right now on steel pipe and tube. If you're planning on building a steel fence or corral panels, so many specials going on right now, Metal Mart has something to fit everyone's budget.
And how about the amazing deals on metal roofing for your home, cabin, barn, or shed? New and closeout colors and styles available that will save you money. Quick and immediate will calls for all orders. If you can't pick it up, Metal Mart delivers.
No matter the project, if you need steel, call Metal Mart today and we will save you money. Call 800-947-0249 or visit us online at metalmart.biz.
It's Metal Mart in Lehigh, two blocks east off I-15, exit 279. Call and save today at Metal Mart.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize your message.
I can motivate your audience.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can teach your children.
I can boost your bottom line.
I can add value to your workplace.
I could be a loyal and productive employee.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
If you don't recognize my talents and ability.
If you don't hire me.
If you don't have an open mind and a workplace that's open to everyone.
If you don't realize that America works best when everybody works.
What can you do?
What can you do?
What can you do?
You can remember that it worked.
It's what people can do.
It's what people can do that matters.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
You may already know heart disease is the number one killer of women in the United States. But if you think you're too young to worry about it, think again. My name is Essence Harris, and I was a 30-year-old personal trainer when I started experiencing shortness of breath and chest pain during my workouts. Then one night, after carrying my son, Jaden, into the house, it took me 15 minutes to catch my breath. I knew I was in trouble. After several months and a lot of persistence, I found a doctor who didn't chalk up my symptoms to fatigue. An angiogram revealed a 90% blockage in two arteries, and three stents were placed in my arteries to save my life. Now I'm doing all I can to make sure all women take control of their heart health. Be sure to exercise and eat a diet rich with heart-healthy foods like leafy greens, oats, and soy. And remember, don't ignore your body when it tells you something's wrong. To learn more, visit womenheart.org.
A public service from Women Heart and the United Soybean Board.
Going to have a good time. It's the 1 year birthday slash anniversary of our program, The Browser. Thanks for coming along on this ride this year. It's been so fun. And to celebrate, we have $100 gift cards to the Apple Store. We gave one away earlier to Fernando. Congratulations, Fernando. And now we're doing a Facebook contest. You get on our Facebook page, one of them, doesn't matter which one. Give us a comment. We're reading through these. There's so many, but we're trying to get through them, and we're going to pick the best one, and you will get that card.
And so amazing what people remember. And scary at on some levels, but thank you so much. Now our program director just came in and he gave us an anniversary present.
A lot of the comments are regarding
don't
bacon.
Say what it is. Oh. Though this is the best present I've ever received in my life,
right? In your life,
the most thoughtful ever.
Went down to Tony Caputo's.
Hang on, don't tell him.
We're
yet.
Not telling?
No, I want to do the horoscope first.
I want to try it.
I'm making Amy wait. She's trying to open this during the break.
I
said, you have to wait. You have to do it on the air. And she's like, no, please. I'm going to make you wait another minute. Because did you know that the browser is a Libra.
Okay.
Do you know what that means? Now, the Libra, born between September 24th and October 23rd.
This includes my husband, Doug Wright.
Positive traits and negative traits. And I think maybe these are divided between us.
Okay.
So maybe you have to, so let's start out with Libra's positive traits. The browser is diplomatic and urbane, whatever that means, romantic and charming, easygoing and sociable, idealistic and peaceable, perceptive and intuitive, very graceful and charming, expresses considerable poise, is kind and caring, with a sympathetic disposition, generous by nature, loving and affectionate. Most are very talented and adaptable.
Aww.
Can we grab any of those?
Well, which Libra is going to say, oh, no, that's not right?
Yeah.
They're all complimentary.
Okay, Libra's negative traits.
Oh,
indecisive and changeable. Gullible. Easily influenced.
We're not gullible.
Flirtatious and self-indulgent. Temperamental in nature. Sometimes quick to anger. Can be selfish, like not able to wait to open a gift. And self-willed at times. They are prone to daydream and make-believe. They may tend to be flirtatious and tend to be discouraged easily. Monotony does not fare well with the Libra. I don't know.
I think horoscopes are... Okay, let's try our treat now.
Okay, so Kevin, our program director, has been in a quest all day long to find the perfect... browser birthday gift.
He was trying to find chocolate-covered bacon, but I think he got the next best thing. Or maybe it's even better.
Isn't this chocolate-covered bacon?
No, no, no. See, some people will take bacon and just dip it in chocolate
and
eat it. This is from Tony Caputo's. It is Moe's Milk Bar.
Yeah?
This is 45% deep milk chocolate with hickory-smoked uncured bacon.
On the label,
Alderwood smoked salt.
On the label, it says, I began experimenting with bacon plus chocolate at the tender age of 6.
Good girl.
While eating chocolate chip pancakes drenched in Aunt Jemima syrup.
Right on.
As children often do, beside my chocolate-laden cakes lay 3 strips of sizzling bacon, just barely touching a sweet pool of maple syrup.
Okay, so she's telling us what to do.
Okay, what do we do?
First, she's... Well, I love this. Peace, love, and chocolate. She says, breathe. So let's open this
and smell it.
Okay,
so we're
opening it
up here. Gotta get that bacon! I don't know.
And now she says, this is how she explains to do it. Be in the present moment. Notice the color of the chocolate, the glossy shine. Rub your thumb over the chocolate bar to release the aroma of hickory-smoked, uncured bacon flirting with deep milk chocolate. Snap off just a tiny piece and place it in your mouth.
Can you hear the snap?
Let the salt and sweet coat your tongue. All right.
Now, he was very smart. He did not get the dark chocolate.
Mm-mm.
So this is the milk bar chocolate. Did you already eat it? It's already in her face. All right, we'll let you taste it first. Just drink it in.
You're not trying?
I'm watching you. I'm getting a genuine, honest reaction, and it doesn't look good.
Well, the chocolate is good. It's a good milk chocolate. I think what they've done is place little bits of bacon in it, because it...
Yeah, it's kind of...
I like it.
No, I don't know.
Gotta
get that bacon!
It's like the texture of when you're eating a Crunch Bar.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of the little Rice Krispies, they're bacon bits. How can that be bad?
I don't know if it's good, though. I don't know if it's bad, but I don't know if it's good.
Oh, it's good.
It kind of tastes burnt. Like, you know how everyone likes their bacon different? Some likes it very crispy, and
me.
Others like it.
See, and
not
I like
so.
It really crispy.
So you like it crispy where it almost gets a burnt flavor to it. And that's what this tastes like. It's a little too far burnt.
No, I'll have yours.
No, you will not. You cannot steal my birthday present.
Someone in our chat room is saying they were a sophomore when I was a junior in high school. Welcome, fellow
Eagle.
We're
not going to start reliving high school on this show.
Okay. I'm sorry, but that is good. Thank you, okay. Kevin, and thank you, Tony.
All right, so we found out what Libras are like. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to quickly give you our weekly horoscope for Libra.
Oh, okay.
This is what's going to happen this week on the browser. This is the time to be direct and to communicate your needs and interests. I was going to go in and ask for a raise because it's been a year.
Right.
Yeah, so maybe this is the time. You are more inclined to talk about yourself and your personal past now. Mm. Maybe it's time to peel back the onion of Jay McFarlane mm-hmm. a little bit more.
Yeah, the house rooster and the that wasn't quite enough. We need to learn more.
This may also be a restless time when...
Join KSL News Radio for the Korean Air ISU World Cup Short Track, October 21st through the 23rd at the Utah Olympic Oval in Kearns. Over 125 speed skating athletes will compete from 125 countries for the first World Cup of the season. Tickets are as low as $10 per person and on sale now. Visit KSL.com today for a chance to win your tickets from KSL News Radio. It's the Korean Air ISU World Cup Short Track, October 21st through the 23rd at the Utah Olympic Oval. With KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, at 1160 a.m.
You're full of fear, you're breathing fast, your head's pounding, and all you can hear is, I don't want to do it. You get to the top, get hooked in, and then you look over the edge. I thought it was 1,000 feet. I was like, no way am I jumping off this tower. I'm staying right here. I'm like, am I ever going to be good enough to be a Marine? Every day it got harder. But every day we got stronger. And I thought, yes, I can do this. When it was all said and done, watching the color guard raise the American flag, hearing the national anthem, it was amazing. I've never felt anything like that before. At that point, I thought, I am a United States Marine.
PFC Keith Polka knows you don't join the Marines, you become one. Visit Marines.com or call 1-800-MARINES. The few, the proud, the Marines.
5:30 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. I'm Nkoyo Iyamba, KSL's top local story this hour. Police are investigating what appears to be a murder-suicide in Grand Canyon National Park. Rangers there say an adult and two children were killed in a mobile home fire that happened about 7:20 a.m. Monday. A park spokeswoman says the vehicle was severely burned before the firefighters were able to completely extinguish the flames, that is, and authorities have yet to confirm the identities of the bodies. KSL's top national story this hour. From ABC News, officials in Maryland say 19 people were taken to area hospitals after two women at a Walmart in Arbutus threw bleach and ammonia on each other during a fight. Baltimore County Fire spokesman Glenn Blackwell says a hazmat team was called in. Well, while thousands marched protesting Wall Street, another type of big bank protest is happening here in Utah. Some customers are tired of all the new fees. KSL News Radio's Cleon Wall explains.
Heritage West Credit Union Regional President Bruce Bryan says they're adding customers.
The consumers, they come in, they're stating that that's the reason, is they want a better deal.
Bryan says the people are tired of extra fees thrown at them, like the $5 charge to Bank of America customers for using their debit card.
I think they've been told in many situations to look for a better deal.
But he understands why banks are charging more, because recent legislation prevents them from collecting extra money from big box stores, and he says those stores aren't passing the savings along to shoppers. So the consumer suffers either way. Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Coming up on KSL News Radio, mild temperatures this week. We'll check your KSL weather forecast next. KSL News Time, 5:32.
Utah's Afternoon News with Scott and Maria.
I knew it would be good. I didn't think it would be that good.
3 till 7 on KSL News Radio, Utah's FM news station.
I guess we got caught up in the crazy housing boom.
I lost my job and lost my benefits.
We had been in the house so long, we didn't want to lose it.
I was only going to pay interest for the first 5 years.
I fell really behind in my mortgage payments and received a foreclosure notice.
But we couldn't pay this.
We got hit pretty hard when the introductory mortgage rate expired.
What these people share is that they all got in trouble with their mortgages, and they all called a certified housing counselor for help.
Our housing counselor looked at our paperwork and she knew something was wrong.
She understood what needed to be done, and she helped me work it out with the bank.
The housing counselor got to the right people right away.
This is a free service. If you think you're in trouble, don't wait. Call the National Foundation for Credit Counseling now. The earlier you call, the better your options.
We were smart. We called a housing counselor before we got into some serious trouble.
To find a certified counselor near you, call 1-866-687-6322 or visit mortgagehelpnow.org.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few. I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
Web to your car at broadband speed. The Browser. 1-3 on KSL News Radio, Utah's FM talk station.
Traffic and weather together. State Route 14 at milepost 8 is closed because of an early morning landslide that there east of Cedar City. So expect at least 15-minute delays. UDOT has closed that road. As temperatures begin to cool down, we'll hit lows at 39 degrees tonight. Tomorrow and throughout the week, expect partly cloudy skies. 64 degrees for high today, 68 on Monday, and then lows tonight, or low 70s, that is, by the weekend. Keep your home cozy and warm. Head to Sutherland's, your heat headquarters. Get great deals from Bosca Wood Stoves starting at $1,999 or Englander Pellet Stoves for $1,399. 52 degrees at 5:35. You get the top stories every 30 minutes, breaking news the second it happens. I'm in Koyo Iyamba, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
The browser. This is The Browser.
This little baby's got Google Maps and music.
Connecting now to The Browser. Brought to you by KSL.com and KSL News Radio. The biggest stories breaking online. Reaction and social media. Blogs, news feeds, and video. Watching the web for you.
It's not technology.
It's user error.
Human error. It's probably me.
The Browser with Jay McFarland and Amy Iverson on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
You know, because it is a Friday, we like to spend a few minutes each and every Friday, give you an idea about entertainment coming up this weekend, maybe some entertainment news.
Yeah.
Kind of an entertainment mashup.
Entertainment mash.
Yes. So we're going to do that this segment, and we'll start out with, you know, I've been watching X Factor.
Yes, you have.
With Simon and Paula. And
Nicole,
yeah,
my favorite.
I like it. I have to admit.
I've heard a lot of people really like it.
I like it. I watched both episodes this week, and now what they've done is they're down to like the final 32, I think, and they've divided them up into four groups. You've got younger, older, male, and female. I don't remember how they're divided up. Groups. And each of the four judges now becomes a coach and a mentor for their group.
Oh, gotcha. So they're mashing up Idol and The Voice.
Yes, basically. Hmm. Or The Voice was, because X Factor's been in the UK for a while.
Right, true.
Who knows who had what idea when, but, you know, everybody thinks that you win Idol or you win X Factor, which is a $5 million contract, that means that you're in and your career is launched and you're on your way.
Well, I think we look at the Idol contestants. Some of them have done very well, but some of them you don't really hear much about.
I'm telling you this. If you want a guaranteed success in Idol, or as close as you can get, go country. The country music industry is much more accepting than other industries. Let's just put it that way. Mm-hmm. The Idol finalists are very popular in country music.
And a lot of them have found a place on Broadway.
But yeah. I mean, it can launch you into other things, but I don't even remember the season that Lee DeWise was in.
I do.
You do remember Lee DeWise?
And I'm doing just fine. I'm always riding on my feet. In the nick of time, I'm out of skin and my teeth. I ain't gonna stress. Good works ain't happening.
Yeah, he was okay. It was down to him and that girl with the dreads.
I can't remember her name, but they
were kind of the two finalists.
I don't think I watched that season. Anyway, Lee DeWise has been dropped by his record label.
Given the
boots.
Well, have you heard the trailer for the new Hugh Jackman?
This is the one
Real
with
steel.
The Rock'em Sock'em Robot.
And now look what's coming.
They're squawking it out into Man War 3. And you have a hard place to the top. And Blue Bomber's block is knocked off. And Block is knocked.
I saw some of these Rock'em Sock'em Robots on American Pickers one time.
Yes.
And he was saying, really, unless they're pristine in the box, that...
Then there were some money.
They're not
I
worth
I used
a
to
lot.
Have some Rock'em Sock'em.
They're pretty
sock'em.
Cool. Well, this movie is, similar to that. The robots, the box.
Give me the main event.
Come on,
Finn, this is Noisy Boy, an original Takemishito bot. He was a World Robot League boxer. Come on.
You want to fight Midas? 50,000 guaranteed, winner takes all.
So Hugh Jackman is kind of a washed-up boxer, and now he goes around and fights his robot's box. And it was interesting. I was listening to Doug this morning, and he said the first 25 minutes he wanted to leave. He thought it was stupid. And then he was so glad he stayed because it turned into actually a really heartwarming father-son type movie.
Like character development and stuff?
But with a lot of action, too. And Hugh Jackman got pretty ripped for this film. He does for a lot of films, doesn't it seem? Well, since he was supposed to be washed up, initially they told him, keep on your weight. He had gained some weight for another movie he was going to do, and they said, let's kind of keep on that weight because you're a washed up boxer.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess the director said, you know what? No, never mind. Women don't pay to see you.
Exactly. And take your shirt off a couple of times.
And so he worked out. He worked out with Sugar Ray Leonard. He became a really good boxer. And you know what gave him the oomph? This was the music that he worked out to.
Oh. This is great. It's No shadow boxing in the studio, Iverson.
And so that's how he got ripped, he says. And so you will not see a overweight Hugh Jackman in this one.
Well, before we continue on with movies coming out, I think I'm going to go see this one, although the character development thing kind of throws me off. But there was concern about... Remember, first we talked about the Simpsons are going to be... Maybe get their own
channel.
And then we heard, no, Simpsons might... go away forever.
We learned the voice actors were making $8 million a year.
And there was a contract battle going on. Well, we just want to belay your fears and let you know that the top producers of The Simpsons have agreed to take less money. And maybe that's enough to keep that show on the air. Because
well,
what would we do?
They wanted them to take a cut of half, which is still $4 million a year. I
mean, yeah.
I guess it's all perspective, but to me, I'm thinking for $4 million?
I don't know. To do what you did for $8 million? I don't know. It's all perspective, right?
Everyone has to, you know, take some hits in this economy.
All right, 7.5. I'm willing to work here. 7.2.
Now, has there ever been a video game turned movie that you liked?
Yeah. Well, video game?
Yeah.
I like the comic books to movies.
Oh, yeah.
You would have to name some.
Well, I've told you, Mortal Kombat, for me, was just winner.
I thought that was one of the dumbest movies ever, but it was,
But did you dance?
Again, so dumb that it almost became good again. You know what I mean? Sometimes the cheese is so much.
Street Fighter?
That, no.
Double Dragon?
No.
Mario Brothers?
Movie?
Oh, yeah.
No, no.
Okay, well, here's some good news
for
you.
So far, no. Doom? Remember Doom came out? No.
Yes.
Oh, Halo.
There have been rumors.
Of the Halo movie?
Not movie. Well, a French site, halo.fr, put out a press release talking about this, saying that a film adaptation of this game possibly coming out next year. And it says, this is a press release, a film adaptation set for 2012 will be conducted jointly by Steven Spielberg and DreamWorks.
Mm.
So I'm guessing that might be good.
A couple of texts are saying Prince of Persia. That was okay. Mm. It was all right. Resident Evil, haven't seen it.
No.
But it did well enough to have sequels, so that tells you it at least made money, right?
The other big movie this week, Ides of March.
Everybody who turns 18 or graduates high school gives 2 years of service to his or her country. And for that, your college education is paid for, period.
Paul likes this.
Mm-hmm. The beauty of it is that everybody who's over the age of 18 or past the age of eligibility will be for it. Why not?
And all of the others
can't vote.
So this is George Clooney. I'm sure you've seen the trailers. George mm-hmm. Clooney, Ryan Gosling, Paul Giamatti, huge names in this film. And it's about George Clooney's running for the Democratic nomination for president. And it's all about just, can you be in politics and be
an act?
Moral?
Oh.
I think is basically... I know that Steve Sales liked it a lot, and he said it was kind of broke his heart a little bit, because the movie really pointed out that, no, I don't think you can.
Mm.
At some point, you're going to be tainted.
The music just brings it all back. All of it just... brings it back. There is indication that the next James Bond film will be named Skyfall.
I like it.
How do we know? Because Sony has purchased these website domains. That's how we find stuff out now. JamesBondSkyfall.com, JamesBondSkyfall.net, and a couple others that include Red Sky. So maybe they're just guessing. Oh, Tomb Raider. Now, there's one.
Tomb Raider was good.
We will give you Tomb Raider as video game to movie success.
Good job, texters.
Absolutely.
KSL News Radio, Utah's FM traffic station. Before you walk out of the house.
Got a new accident southbound.
As soon as you get in the car.
More busy patches of traffic.
And every day on the drive home.
Only the two right lanes open on that stretch.
Punch up traffic and weather together. Every 10 minutes on the nines. On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. KSL News Radio, Utah's FM station.
Oh, this is class warfare. This is class war.
Really?
Engage with Doug Wright.
This is the time to step up. Those that we elected to go back to Washington to actually do something, we don't have time to fritter away 14 months until the next election. The American people can't wait and can't play the political games. We don't have time.
Engage with the Doug Wright Show, 9 to noon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's the third annual Time Out for Women in Salt Lake City. Join KSL News Radio November 18th and 19th for the Choose to Become Tour with inspirational speakers including Emily Watts, Brad Wilcox, and Laurel Christensen. Tickets are going fast, so gather your group of friends and pre-register by October 19th. Find out more about the Choose to Become Tour by entering keyword become at KSL.com. It's Time Out for Women, brought to you in part by KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
You, my friend, have connections in the government. Yes, you. USA.gov, the official source for government information on thousands of topics. And like any good connection, there's no telling where it can take you. Why, one day you're getting student loan information. Next thing you know, you need job hunting tips. Today's road construction info could have you searching for telecommuting ideas tomorrow. The more you use USA.gov, the more uses you'll find for it. Passport applications, for example. They've been known to lead to a sudden interest in travel advisories. Our new mobile apps will even update you on the go. So whether you have information to get or ideas to give your government, Check out USA.gov. Who knows? Lottery results today could lead to retirement planning tomorrow. USA.gov. With the right connections, there's no telling where you can go.
If you're a parent, listen closely to the voices of meningitis.
On Tuesday, Becky was sick. On Wednesday, she was gone.
I was there for my son's first breath and his last.
The infection spread so fast.
David got it when he was 13.
Terry was only 5.
Tyler lost fingers.
My kidneys.
Both feet.
It moved so fast.
Both of my legs.
Almost his life.
I thought it was a virus.
What happened? 10 toes are now 9.
In just a single day, she was gone.
My son did not have to die.
The role of a parent is to protect.
Parents need to know.
Preteens and teens are at greater risk. Talk to your child's health care provider.
We are the voices of meningitis.
Join school nurses and families nationwide by adding your voice. Meningococcal meningitis may be rare, but it's often devastating. You can help prevent it. Get preteens and teens vaccinated. The National Association of School Nurses urges you to talk to your child's school nurse or health care provider. And visit voicesofmeningitis.org.
We all plan. Our daily schedules, our grocery lists, our vacations. Some of us just plan bigger than others.
Make no little plans. They have no magic to stir men's blood.
These are the words of Daniel Burnham, legendary urban planner, and he practiced what he preached by crafting the first comprehensive plan for the controlled growth of an American city, the Plan of Chicago. His vision at the turn of the last century defined the city's lakefront parks, its beaches and harbors, and the magnificent mile that people enjoy today.
Make big plans. Aim high and hope and work.
Today, community planning is a trusted discipline, one that changes how people live in big ways and small. And planners have proven approaches that make neighborhoods great and keep them great for the future. You can learn more at planning.org. That's planning.org. Great communities are no accident. They're planned to be great. A message from this station and the American Planning Association.
Throwdown.
If you have a complaint, we would love to hear it.
You can reach Ethan at 801.
Ethan Millard and Alex Carey on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Why don't you go ahead and bring us back from the break here, Jay McFarland?
Welcome back to the Nightside Project. This is Jay McFarland in for Ethan.
You almost forgot his name. Or you almost called him Alex. Either one of those. Both of them are insulting.
I'm
going to
call
him
E because he's still getting a couple of votes here.
I know. That's what's sad is when people are like, some of our listeners, they can't make it. They can't listen, but what they do is they have the times down. They know we're doing Nightside News Wars.
So they do.
So it's funny because we're doing football last weekend on a Friday night, and at 10 o'clock we start getting all these texts of things that people had learned on the show that we did not have. In the football games play, people start texting in, oh, dude, I totally learned that Ethan's a jerk, and Alex is like, needs to settle down. And it was just these knee-jerk, people see it's 10 o'clock, they go, well, I didn't catch the show, but I'm going to throw my text into those guys. And, you know, it's Greg Rebell talking about
BYU. Well, yeah, I got to vote from last round because somebody says, I'm voting on this round, and then I got to go. I'm going to throw my vote to Jay for the next round.
I'm not counting that on this.
All right.
But you didn't need it. You got the... It looks like a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5-point victory.
Wow, your mic just fell off. Is that what happens?
Yeah, sometimes. We get the end of the day of people manhandling this. Grant Nielsen. Gosh.
So you're saying I won again?
If you want to spin it that way.
Okay. Can I ask another question completely inside radio?
Yes.
Who is the cord wrapper in this studio?
What do you mean cord wrapper?
Every day when I come in,
oh yeah, your cord,
all of
not
the
us.
Cords are wrapped up in.
That's all
perfect,
morning shows. That's all morning show.
Perfect. They deny it.
Really?
Perfect circles.
No. Don Breakerhoff.
Well, is he nighttime?
Yes.
So he just
overnights,
and it's a thing because like I left my iPad cable in here, and it was just laying here. And when I came back in the morning, it was in a perfect circle wrapped.
Yeah, I've had it. I brought my iPhone charger's probably still over there. Attached to the computer. Is it
yes,
hanging out of
yeah,
that hole?
Is. Yeah. He can't
Same
wrap
thing.
That. But all of the...
No, I'm saying he did. And I was able to find it.
All the Cat 5s, like that red one, is always wrapped up, and it's around that mug underneath, like a little snake curled up around the mug every single morning.
It's nice.
No, I think.
Are you complaining about it?
No, what I think is that we need to go to the, you know, the electrician side of the building over by Studio 5.
Yes.
And we need to grab about 500 cables. And we need to bring them in here and just lay them around the studio. And I want to see how many he gets to overnight. Because it's a thing.
He's not going to be.
This is a thing.
Do the weekend overnight.
Okay, so when is he back?
Monday night.
Because this is, I'm telling you, it's Sunday night?
Yes.
Because this is a thing. It's not like,
all right,
I'm just going to tidy up a little. It's cords. It's a thing.
First world problem. My cords get wrapped up by an anonymous source.
I'm not saying it's a problem. I want to do a study. You know, on the browser, we're talking about studies all the time.
All you have to do is turn on the webcam.
Yeah, we'll watch it all night.
In the middle of the night.
You'll come in the morning and he'll just be like so tired. Like, what? What's going on?
I'm getting some texts from people. Who's starting for BYU tomorrow? And the answer is Riley Nelson.
Yeah.
My brother, even from out of state.
Was there any doubt? Why is there even a question?
No, for sure. Well, because there are a lot of people.
How could there be a question?
Jay Keeps is football-wise way more talented.
If you can't use him on the field, I'm sorry.
But
I like Heaps.
My thing is about Heaps is I think he's just a little, still a little bit too immature.
He gets carried away. It seems like I think he's making the right reads. I think he's making the right passes, but they're either too high or too far. And when they're too high, they're getting deflected and they're getting intercepted. And when they're too far, nobody's going to get them. So if he can't deliver on game day, the talent, I kind of like wins. I'm just like that.
No, I know. I'm saying that's why people are going to question it. And you watch. If Riley Nelson doesn't perform very well tomorrow as a starting quarterback, everyone will start to go, I knew we should have put Jake Heaps in. I knew it.
Of course.
It just turns. I'm excited to find out. All right, we got to take a break. News, traffic, weather right now here at the top of the hour. When we come back, we've got much more on the Nightside Project, including I've actually hired a therapist because maybe you've tuned in the last couple nights, haven't heard Ethan. We're having some problems.
Oh, I thought it was because you were down 0-3 against the browser. That's what I thought it was.
That's a good way to put it. All right, when we come back, we've got the weekend throwdown. Jay's going to still join me, and of course, we're going to bring in one of our therapists in just a little while to, really talk things out, because I've got some things I want to air about Ethan's, personality, and I think that we can make some progress here. So when we come back, we've got much more than Nightside Project's weekend throwdown.
When our eyes met from across the room, I knew we were meant to be together. Hi, I'm Rochelle Lefebvre, and that's why I adopted my adorable dog, Honey. Now I'm working with Best Friends Animal Society to create a day when there are no more homeless pets. Each year, millions of dogs suffer horrendous conditions in puppy mills. Their sole purpose is to make money for the people who supply puppies to pet stores across the country. Meanwhile, about 4,000 dogs are killed every day in America's shelters. You can help stop this by not adding to the demand for pet store puppies. Together, we can ensure that all of America's dogs have a family of their own. When searching for your next best friend, go to your local shelter and rescue a great dog like Honey. Do what I did. Adopt. Don't shop. Let a shelter dog steal your heart. Visit Best Friends Animal Society at puppiesaren'tproducts.com or bestfriends.org.
Clouds come from?
Well, buddy, that's a good question.
Why are carrots orange?
Actually.
Who made the dinosaurs go away?
Well, I'm not sure anyone really knows how the dinosaurs.
Why is that person so big? Does she have a baby in their tummy?
Susie, that's not exactly appropriate.
Why do bugs go in the wintertime?
How do the fish sleep?
Is this worm a boy or a girl?
How do birds fly? Why can't dogs talk?
Well, why can't I fly?
Why can't I fly?
Dad, why don't you have any hair on your head? Why is the sky blue?
How do trees get so tall?
Why is dirt brown?
Where does the water in the bathtub go?
Are we there yet?
Why can't you keep your eyes open when you sneeze?
It doesn't grow on trees. Where does it grow?
You may not have all the answers, but if they're comfortable coming to you now when the questions are small, they'll come to you with the bigger questions later.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Of course, sweetie, come on in. Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
In May of 2000, Dave O'Carnikar skied the full descent of Mount Everest. Every day, somewhere in the world, someone base jumps off a bridge, an antenna, a building, or a mountain peak. At Mavericks, surfers brave 60-foot faces and a punishing rock bottom to ride the world's largest waves. Across suburbia, skateboarders transform curbs, stairs, swimming pools, and cement flood basins into Everests of their own making. In the old days, we called these people adventurers. Now, we call them extreme sports enthusiasts. There's a group of people who jump out of helicopters into 30-foot ocean swells, race vehicles through war zones, chase hurricanes, fly through walls of fire, and maneuver zodiacs through flash floods, all in an effort to save lives. We call these people the Air Force Reserve. The Air Force Reserve. Live the extreme.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize your message.
I can motivate your audience.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can teach your children.
I can boost your bottom line.
I can add value to your workplace.
I could be a loyal and productive employee.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
If you don't recognize my talents and ability.
If you don't hire me.
If you don't have an open mind and a workplace that's open to everyone.
If you don't realize that America works best when everybody works.
What can you do?
What can you do?
What can you do?
You can remember that it worked.
It's what people can do.
It's what people can do that matters.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
You may already know heart disease is the number one killer of women in the United States. But if you think you're too young to worry about it, think again. My name is Essence Harris, and I was a 30-year-old personal trainer when I started experiencing shortness of breath and chest pain during my workouts. Then one night, after carrying my son, Jaden, into the house, it took me 15 minutes to catch my breath. I knew I was in trouble. After several months and a lot of persistence, I found a doctor who didn't chalk up my symptoms to fatigue. An angiogram revealed a 90% blockage in two arteries, and three stents were placed in my arteries to save my life. Now I'm doing all I can to make sure all women take control of their heart health. Be sure to exercise and eat a diet rich with heart-healthy foods like leafy greens, oats, and soy. And remember, don't ignore your body when it tells you something's wrong. To learn more, visit womenheart.org.
A public service from Women Heart and the United Soybean Board.
On Women's Health and the Ad